Now also he remembered the story that Mistrust and Timorous told him, of how they were affrighted with the sight of the lions.
These beasts range in the night for their prey. And if they should meet with me in the dark, how shall I escape being torn into pieces?
Thus he went on miserably in his way. But while he was thus bewailing his unhappy miscarriage, he lifted up his eyes, and behold, there were the lights of a very stately palace before him, the name of which was Beautiful, and it stood just by the highway side. So I saw in my dream that he made haste and went forward, that, if possible, he might get lodging there. Now, before he had gone far, he entered into a very narrow passage, which had, near the end thereof, two lions in the way.
Now I see the dangers that Mistrust and Timorous were driven back by. Oh, what shall I do?
Now the lions were chained, but by reason of darkness, he saw not the chains, and so was greatly afraid, and thought to follow back with Timorous and Mistrust.
What to do? Before me, almost certainly, lieth instant death, and yet, behind me, more than certain, lies another death, albeit perhaps slower and not so violent.
In this state, therefore, he halted in the way. Now at this point, the porter of the lodge, whose name is Watchful, perceiving that Christian made a halt as if he would go back, cried out to him,
"Is thy faith so small? Fear not the lions, for they are chained."
Chained, you say?
Yes, chained. They are placed there for the trial of faith to those that have it, and for the discovery of those that have none. Keep in the midst of the path, and no hurt shall come unto thee.
Can it be? Can it truly be?
Aye, only be certain not to venture too far left or too far right.
Then I saw that he went on, trembling for fear of the lions. But taking good heed to the directions of the porter, he walked nimbly on in the middle of the road. Not too far left, not too far right. Now as he approached the lions, they did awaken.
Oh dear!
And begin to stretch themselves to reach the middle of the road. Now because of the lateness of the hour, the sun was far set, and Christian could scarce see clearly the path between the lions. Neither could he see the chains.
Now do I dare go on? Are his words verily true? Do the lions wear chains?
Thus did Christian come to a stop just before the lions, to think thus with himself.
If his words be not true, then I am entered upon a delusion. And if I am entered upon a delusion, then there be no hope for me. And if there be no hope for me, then just as well that I die at the paw of the lion as to die of despair. Therefore I have nothing to lose and all to gain. Therefore I choose to believe his promise. The lions do wear chains.
Then Christian, having chosen to believe the good words of the porter, went forward in faith. And passing through the midst of them, he smelt their warm breath blowing in his face, and felt the breeze that stirred by reason of their swinging paws. He found that the uttermost reach of their sharp claws did fail of reaching his garment by a hair's breadth. And so he passed safely through them. Then he clapped his hands for joy and went on till he came before the gate where the porter was.